Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message. Blessings, everybody. I am Apostle Patty Valenzuela here in El Paso, Texas, and I'm so excited to come to you with this podcast on this great Monday morning. And I'm excited because it's a topic that perhaps a lot of people don't talk about. It's not a very popular topic, if you will, but it's a much needed topic. And I want to talk today about accountability. I think accountability is probably so misunderstood in the body of Christ and even in the business world. So it's really key and so important for us to talk about this. We're getting ready to end a year, and it's so important for us to start a year, end a year strong, and understand that God is going to do mighty things, new things, and that he's getting ready to release and usher in so many things, like such as glory, a greater amount of glory, greater dimensions of glory. And it's so important that we as a people be positioned correctly, that we are prepared and that we are equipped and that we are doing on our part and on our end what we need to do in order for that to be ushered in. And so, you know, something that I minister to a lot, and I minister to people here at our church, locally, and even other places that we minister at, we tend to see a lot of people that have been broken. And perhaps in 2018, you have perhaps been hurt or wounded, or many setbacks, disappointments occurred in your life. And so one of the things that I find is that when you deal with people that have been broken, that have been wounded, that have been hurt, a lot of times they're very secretive people. They don't like to share. And you find that a lot of these people that have been hurt, we've all been hurt and we've all been wounded. But sometimes when we still carry those wounds, be it a father wound, a mother wound, or a family wound, or maybe even in a church, sometimes when we don't heal or process correctly, and we don't allow God to go into those depths, the depth of our heart, and allow him to just deal with those roots of pain, sometimes what happens is that we, if you will, compartmentalize, we close up, we clam up, we become like a turtle, if you will, in a shell, and we don't allow God, or allow people for that matter, to see the real us. And so many people that have been hurt or still carrying pain, they have extreme skills, if you will, of secrecy. And they guard their heart to such an extent that they don't really want to be accountable to anybody. And so I want to shed some light as far as what is accountability. Sometimes we've defined it and we've defined it so wrong, but we have to talk first of all about the kinds of people that don't like accountability, and some people that are still maybe fearful for because of the past, because something happened. You had an unusual and an unexpected event, situation that happened to you in the past, and now you're scared to open up. And so sometimes people that have been hurt or wounded, or they still carry a lot of pain, they carry a lot of secrecy. And it's really the enemy's domain. That's where the enemy lives. If you study the scriptures and how the enemy operates and how he works, he likes to operate in his domain is the domain of deception. And so God is not loyal to secrets. You know, God never called us to keep secrets. Let me give you a couple of scriptures. James chapter 5, verse 16. It says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." So it doesn't say for me to keep everything to myself. It says that I must confess to one another, and then I can be healed. Another proverb says in chapter 27, verse 17, it says, "Iron sharpens iron. One man sharpens another." And so we need to study, dissect what is accountability. Perhaps a lot of things could have been avoided in 2018 had we been a little bit more accountable, had we maybe been accountable to somebody. I mean, look back at your years. Could you have avoided a lot of the problems, situations that maybe you encountered had you been a little bit more accountable to somebody? And we probably all could say yes. A lot of things that perhaps I went through or had to deal with this year, I probably wouldn't have had to deal with it had I been a little bit more accountable. So God is not a, you know, a God that lives in a domain of secrecy. The enemy does. He is an expert at deception. The Bible says in John chapter 8 that he is the father of lies. It's impossible for him to tell you the truth. And so even something that I've always personally wanted and desired in my own ministry, you know, I pastor a church with my husband, and one of the things that we are, we love freedom. And I've been called and assigned to the earth to really bring freedom to the people. You know, Jesus, after all, already paid the price. And so one of my desires here at Ignite Movement and across the board is that we live in such a way that we form a culture of freedom, where we are not a church that hides, but rather you can come and, let's say you were abused, that we would have the freedom to say, hey, I was abused. You know what? I was abused as well. And be able to have that freedom to be able to express ourselves in such a way where we're not afraid of being judged. We're not afraid of being condemned. And that's really one of my heart's desires, is to really form that type of culture. And I always say this, even at Ignite Movement in our church, you know, because something so special, and I truly believe it's the glory of God, the presence of God that's so thick and strong in our church, that it's very hard to hide things in our church. That's one thing me and my husband always say. It's very hard to hide things in our church. You know, everything gets so exposed eventually, because I think that the people that come to our church are either a spy, or you're going to get really exhausted at being a person that keeps secrets, because the glory of God shines. And the Bible says that God is light. And God never exposes things in our lives so that he can embarrass us. God exposes it so that he can give us an opportunity to repent. And so it's very important that if we want to be people that are free, if we want to be people that are advancing, if you will, accomplishing, moving forward, going from glory to glory, then we have to really prioritize what we would call deliverance in our lives. Because you will either walk around delivered, or you're going to walk around hiding and walk around pretending. I mean, there's really two kinds of people. You're either going to walk around hiding, or you're going to walk around completely delivered and completely set free. And so, you know, a lot of times when people are hiding, they pretend to be something a certain way. They pretend to be something perhaps that they're not, or they try to be a certain way when in reality, something else is going on deep inside. And so I'm telling you that you will never be able to be fully delivered just being committed to your personal image. If you're so committed to your personal image, you don't want anybody to know anything about you. Listen, you will never walk in full deliverance. The only way to walk in full deliverance is to allow God to bring people that you can be accountable to walk around in freedom, in full freedom. I'm talking about full deliverance. You can't get there when you're so committed to a personal image. That's why people don't progress. That's why a lot of people don't move forward. I don't know if you know of somebody that perhaps you've known them and they just don't move forward. You see them and you're like, why are they still the same? Why can't they get better? You know, we had a great service. They've heard great preachings. They've been up under the great presence of God. But you know, a lot of times it's because we're so committed to our image. And so a lot of people don't progress because they're so committed to the image, what they're portraying, what they don't want people to see, perhaps. And so we have to really be people that cooperate with God if we're going to progress in 2019. We have to really analyze our lives. And so we won't ever make real progress if we are always hiding, if we are not accountable to anybody. And so I find that ministering so many people, right, throughout the years, I find that a lot of hurting people, wounded people, people that are broken, people that are full of pain, I find that they live in such secrecy, and they have this fear. And it's like a fear of really being who they were called to be, you know, and honest. And sometimes it's because of shame. Sometimes it's because of condemnation. Sometimes we're afraid because of what somebody else did to us. And so now we're afraid to open up our hearts. But, you know, and there's several kinds of people if you really think about it, because some people have really just a malicious intent. So really there are those that have maybe fear, and that's why you're not accountable. You're afraid to open yourself up to somebody. Listen, that thing has to be broken. You can never walk fully delivered if you're afraid. Perfect love casts out all fear. And when you have fear, you've not been made perfect in God. But when you are made perfect in the love of God, then you have a strong revelation that God is not, he's not coming at you to harm you. If he brings people to your life, it's only to make you better. And so there are those people that are afraid, but then there are other people that are not accountable to anybody because they have a malicious intent or they have a malicious heart. And so we have number one, wounded people. Wounded people, sometimes they don't want to be accountable because they're afraid. Then you have a second kind of people, and those are very private people because they have a malicious intent, perhaps. And I mean, I'm sure we've all known those. And then some people just come to spy, and they don't want to really, you know, show their true colors because they're out for blood. They're out for other victims. And so, I mean, we've seen it even in our own ministry that, you know, they're just spies and they want more victims. And so I'd like to call them terrorists. It's like terrorists. And so they really don't show their full nature. You know, it's because they feel like they're on death row already, so they really don't care. And so we have to understand, why are we not accountable? I mean, think about Eli's sons in the Bible. In the book of Samuel, you'll see Eli's sons, and Eli's sons were really wicked, and they were not accountable to anybody. Even their own father, Eli, could not put them in check. And so these guys, they were in the temple, and they'd be at the door of the temple. I mean, just picture this. And they would look for virgins to corrupt, and they would look for virgins to pervert. And so I guarantee you they were probably in the front rows of the pews, of the chairs, of the temple, seducing people and pushing them into sexual bondage. And so, you know, we've got to be people that are accountable to somebody. That is so key in our lives. So, you know, we have to really come out of deception. We have to really come out and remove all forms of deception in our lives and be people of truth and not be afraid. And so sometimes hurting people, you know, you look at them and they have a lot of pride. They're very prideful. There's no humility in their lives. And sometimes that pride, believe it or not, but pride is really self-worship. And that pride looks at everybody else's issues except their own. And so we're not called to be people that look at everybody else except at ourselves. We're called to look inward. That's part of accountability. Accountability, you know, when you minister to broken people and hurting people and people that have been abused, sometimes their definition of accountability, listen, this is really important. Sometimes when you look at hurting people or you look at people that have been wounded, the definition of accountability for most people is accountability for them is telling you what they have already done. And so that's not accountability. If you're coming to me and you're telling me what you've already done, that is not accountability. Or you're being honest about the last several things that you already did. That is not accountability. That's called reporting. You're just reporting something that you already did. Accountability is not telling me after the fact. Accountability is telling me before you do it. And so accountability and reporting are not the same thing. They are two separate things. Reporting is doing what I want, when I want to do it, getting it out of my system and doing it in such a way where I don't want to get caught and I don't want to get interrupted. And then when I feel guilty, then I'll let it out. Guys, that is not accountability. That is not accountability. That is reporting. And so it's not even honesty. You're going to do it anyway, but honesty is not something that you do after the fact. Honesty is something that, you know, is not reacting to an impulse. That is not honesty. Honesty after an action. No. That's just making us aware. You're just making us aware of what you already did, but that's not accountability. You've already done it. And so if we're going to advance and if we're going to move forward and if we're going to grow in God, listen, God is coming and he's coming for a church without blemish or wrinkle. And so we've got to be accountable. Accountability is to take into account what you're contemplating doing. It's saying, you know, and I'm contemplating doing this. And then accountability is putting it in the hands of somebody who can steer you in the right direction in a godly way. Accountability is to take into account what you want to do, what you're thinking of doing, what you're tempted to do. And before you do it, it's putting it in the hands, not of a friend that's going to go, oh yeah, you know, it's normal. You know, you can repent on Sunday. No. I mean, being accountable to somebody who's going to steer you right, who's going to steer you towards God, who's going to steer you towards a godly way of living, who's going to steer you back to righteousness, who's going to steer you back to purity, who's going to steer you back to holiness. Listen, your destiny is on the line. And so accountability is to take into account what you want to do, what you're tempted to do, and then saying, you know, I'm going to put this in the hands of somebody that I know is going to steer me right. And so here's the difference. One is preventative and the other one is by admission. In other words, by admission, meaning one by admission is saying, I'm going to do it and then I'll tell them afterwards. That's not accountability. One is by admission, by my own free will, I want to do that. And the other one is preventative. It's preventing me from going into the wrong direction and headed in the wrong direction. And so this is a really, really important. This is a topic that we've got to hear. And so by being accountable, you know, you gave God the right to pull you out of a deadly cycle. When you are accountable, you are giving God the right to pull you out of a deadly snare. See, it's Satan's goal to ensnare you and Satan's goal to pull you out and pull you out of your destiny and to take you out and so that you don't serve God anymore with passion like you used to. And so when we are accountable and we put something that we are contemplating to put it in the hands of somebody we trust, somebody that's not going to go and gossip about us, but somebody that we know we can trust and it's going to put us and steer us in the right direction. What you're saying is, God, I don't want to be ensnared. And so you give it before you even do it. You're giving it to God and you're saying, God, here you go. And so if you're tempted, if you're, you know, you admit to it before you even do it. And so if you're thinking about it, contemplating doing it before you even do it, before it sways you away. So God is trying to clean up our lives because he's got a lot of promises in the future for you. He's got a destiny that's waiting for you. There's too much at stake. I mean, think about the presence of God. Think about the glory of God that is upon your life. Too much is at stake. It's not even worth it. And so admitting after you did something, hear me, it is not impressive at all. That is not accountability to admit something and say, oh, you know, yeah, I already told, you know, my pastors, or I already told my friend, or I already told my mentor, or I already told this leader. You know, that's not very impressive because you already did it after the fact. You know, accountability is so powerful. And I want you to hear my second podcast because I'm going to give you some really good insight as far as what accountability is. And so some people, and I'm going to end with this, some people, they just want to talk to you. They just want to talk. Let's just talk. They don't want to be accountable. They just want to talk because they want to talk after the fact. They've already done it and they just want to talk after the fact. Listen, you're staring at somebody or listening to somebody. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to just sit and talk about what you've already done, you know? But if you want to be corrected and you want to be helped and you want to be dealt with and you want to be shifted and you want to go higher and you want to move forward and you want to progress and you want to advance, then we can talk. But don't come to me and talk about what you've already done. If you've already done it, listen, you don't need me to talk to you because you don't want to help. You just want somebody to talk to. There's a lot of people you can just go talk to. I would suggest you just go to Walmart, buy yourself a journal, and just write down what you're going to do anyway. You don't need somebody to talk to. YouTube. Yeah, there's a lot of coaches you could talk to, a lot of people you can talk to. No, no, no. What you need is a person that you can talk to. If you really want accountability and go to the next place in your life, you want to be able to have somebody in your life that you can talk to and express what it is that you're contemplating doing, putting it in the hands of God and saying, God, I refuse to be ensnared by that. And so I want to pray for those people right now that maybe you've been hurt, maybe you've been wounded. You know, listen, you cannot be more committed to the devil than your destiny. You've got to be committed to your destiny, and that requires accountability. And so, I mean, when I think about my own life, I'm a liberating force. I'm a liberating force. I'm like, I bring freedom. My mission is to bring freedom and to help bring freedom to the captives. And so I'm interested in people who really want deliverance. Those are the ones I want to be a magnet to. The ones that say, you know what? I want to be accountable to you because I know the next in my life and my destiny is at stake and I don't want to lose it. And so if that's you, listen, I want to pray for you, all right? Just right where you're at, I just release the word of God. If you've been hurt, if you've been just in pain emotionally, I pray right now that the power of God begin to touch you and that you begin to just be set free by the presence and the power of God, that shackles begin to break off of you. I pray that there would be strong conviction through this podcast, and that if you've not been accountable in 2018 for fear, I command the fear over your life to be broken in the name of Jesus. That spirit of fear has got to go. You cannot take the spirit of fear in 2019. Too much is at stake. You've got to be free from the spirit of fear. And you've got to, in the name of Jesus, embrace the liberating power of God and be completely free. And if you are hurting and you're in pain, somebody hurt you, somebody wounded you, listen, that is not an excuse not to be accountable again. Get healed. I command the healing power of God to go in the depths of your heart. If somebody you trusted betrayed you, it's time to get over the betrayal. It's time to shake that thing off. It's time to get set free. I release the power to be healed in the name of Jesus. Listen, forgive those people and find yourself somebody that you can be accountable to, that is going to steer you in the right direction, that is going to give you godly counsel, that is going to promote you to the next dimension. And the person that you choose, listen, they must have good intentions for you. So I release that and I declare in the name of Jesus that you are stepping into 2019 with a purpose. And that purpose also includes accountability. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Thanks so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Please go and check us out on Instagram for a lot of my preachings. You will hear them in their entirety. And you can go and check it out and go to my website. You can also go to my Instagram and my Facebook as well. You can see some video clips and you can also see some blogs. And I'd love for you to go and get my book. I've got two books that I'm working on and they will come out in 2019. You can also check out my calendar soon and what cities I'm going to be in and what nations I'm going to be in. So I'm super excited about that. I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org. To hear episodes that have been archived, link down below.